I was born as the firstborn to a Muslim family. My dad is the imam of the mosque, and I have studied to become a Muslim evangelist. That was kind of a free study that I did in my life after I got my degree. In our tradition, we were kind of a conservative Muslim family. During the month of Ramadan, as all Muslims know, that we tend to what we say, khitm al-Quran. It means that recite the whole Quran during the month of Ramadan. But we used to do it differently. We used to do it, my father and I, we used to do it 5 times. That's how I got to recite the Quran and be one of the reciters by the age of 12. I have recited most of the hadith, the Sahih Bukhari, and some of Sahih Muslim, and Sunan Abu Dawood, and Sunan Ibn Majah. I started Masnad Ahmad, but at this time I kind of got to join the military service. My life as a Muslim was a devout Muslim, believed in one God and Muhammad as his messenger, the last and the most honorable of the messengers. And I believe that the people of the book, which is Jews and Christians, are people that are went astray and they did not believe what God has sent them in the last revelation. I used to tell them that you have the Old Testament and the New Testament, but you never believed in the last testament, which is the Quran. And I used to argue with them that where did Jesus come from? In the Quran, it says that Jesus is not God, and he is going away with this. And he said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, he has nothing to do with this. He said, no, Subhanaka, lam aqul illa ma 'allamtani, falamma tawaffaytani, kunta ayta 'alayhum raqiban hasiban. This is what I knew about Jesus Christ. He has nothing to do with what the Christians claim. And I spent most of my life believing this, and I was evangelizing Muslim Christians to bring them to Islam, to get them to the truth. And sometimes I was part of a group like Takfir and Hijra. I was in a Muslim brotherhood. I was very active in promoting the faith of Islam all over the country that I was born in. And my goal was, and my dream was, to die as a martyr for Allah. During a trip of mine outside my country, I was kind of walking around, and some people came and asked me for direction. And when I gave them the direction, they noticed from my accent where I'm from. We kind of tend to have a big accent. And they started to talk to me in Arabic. And I answered them back, and they asked me, what's your name? I told them my name is Ahmed, and they invited me for lunch and give me a ride where I'm going as well. So I accepted and went with them. And during the conversation, it came up that I love reading, which is true. I love reading. If you wanna curse me out, just write it on the paper and I'll read it. So when I mentioned that, one of them, who's a philosophy professor, gave me a book and put his business card inside. And the book name was Mere Christianity, written by C.S. Lewis. My English was not that good to read such a book, but I got a dictionary, and I have few friends that when I find a hard word that I cannot understand, I call up and try to put it all in the context. And at this time, when I realized how blasphemous the book is and how idolatry in it, that they put many gods with gods and all this stuff, I just got mad at those people. I was kind enough with you to show you the direction, and I shared with you a lot. I even offered to pay for lunch and everything, and yet you gave me such a blasphemous book. So I decided, well, it's a sign from Allah, because I have forgot my duty. I'm not here to play. I should be telling them about the faith of Islam. Because it is written in the hadith that if one person comes to Islam through me, it's better for me than the whole world and heavens combined together. So what I'm waiting for? So I decided to talk to them about Islam and bring them to the true faith, all of them. And they have daydreamed about the time that I'm going to be with them, and we're going to burn their Bibles in celebration, embracing Quran, embracing Islam. While I was talking to those people, I started to see how loving they are. I saw their love for no reason. They didn't ask anything of me. They just loved me for no reason. And I was so arrogant toward them. I was so bad toward them. I even lied to them. I was ruthless. I was as bad as you can say with them, but they were always facing me with a smile. They always presented what we call now the truth was love. And one of the times I got into a fight with some of our friends, and I promised to kill one of them, a Muslim friend. And I left. At this time, I left with my only shirt and pants, and it was 17 inches of snow. And I'm just walking in the street. And while I'm walking, a pickup stops, and a big guy inside of it tell me to hop in. I was freezing, so I jumped in the car and kind of fall asleep. By the time he tapped on my shoulder and said, "This is your home." So I didn't think of it, and I said, "Thank you." And I tried to offer him money, but he said, "No, it's between me and Jesus." So I told him, "Well, thank you." And I tried to turn around to open the door, but I forgot my coat and stuff where I was, and I don't have the keys. And I didn't want to look stupid in front of him. So the guy looked at me and said, "Listen, Jesus loves you." And I did was with a mockery sound, said, "Yeah, I love him too." And he told me, "Open, don't be afraid." And it hurt me to say that. This is my apartment, I paid for it. Why would I be afraid? And I know from my security background, when I say that this door is closed, it is closed. Almighty God himself cannot open it. And I wiggle with the knob and the door opens. I turn around to say, "Thank you" to the guy. There was no truck, there was no tire prints, there was no voice for this big truck or anything. I went to the street just up the building and looked right and left, because we always have to start with right. I looked like there is nothing. The street was abandoned. And I just remembered that this time I never told him where I live. So I went inside my apartment, made sure that the door locked, and I just took a corner and sit in it, and I don't know what to do. And then I started to, it's time to pray. I need to have some time to reflect. So I went and washed up, and I put my prayer rug, faced Qibla, and wanted to start praying, and I can't even recite Fatiha. You know, Fatiha is the surah, the first surah of the Quran, and that we have to recite with every rak'ah in the salat. And I can't even remember it. And I sat down and said, "God, what's going on?" I didn't hear anything. The second day I said, "God, come on, I am tired. Please save me from my own self." And after a while, I found myself saying, "Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." I heard myself saying that, so I did like that on my mouth. I couldn't finish it. And every time I tried to speak, I found myself saying, "Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." I called up my friends and told them to come here. And believe me, if they were riding an ambulance, they wouldn't come faster. They came in, didn't knock on the door, they kicked the door in. And when I told them, "Your Lord is my Lord, your Savior is my Savior," they just start jumping, hugging me, and I'm not understanding what's going on. So I told, "Okay, now enough with the hugging. Tell me what's going on." So they explained to me from the very beginning how a man is sinful, how God had a plan for salvation, how his son had to shed his blood for my salvation. And they took me through the whole nine yards. And at this time, I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now I can put my head on the pillow and just go straight to sleep without thinking how much I'm going to lie or try to remember the lies I did the other day so I can keep consistent. I don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. I am not worrying about where I'm going to work, where I'm going to go. I'm just having peace. I am sleeping for the first time in my life. I used to wake up early in the morning to go and do Adhan al-Fajr. That's about 4 o'clock in the morning to wake people up to do prayer. Now I can put my eyes and sleep. It's like somehow I am debt free. And somehow I have a backbone. Somehow I have a father who is strong and mighty that I can run to him and ask of him, and he's going to protect me and take me in his arms, and I will feel secure for the first time in my life. And I started to feel love toward people. If you were my enemy while I was a Muslim, if you are stronger than I will wait for you till you're turning around, and I'm going to hit you hard that you will never know what hit you. Now, if you are my enemy, I even love you more than my brother. I used to hate the Jews. I used to hate the Christians. Now I love all people. It doesn't matter what color, what race, what nationality, what religion. I just love you because I know that my God, my Savior, loved you and died for you. My heart goes out to my Muslim people, especially my family. I know how good they are. I know how godly people they are. They love God. They worship God. They will do anything for God. But which God? They are deceived. They don't know the true God. Imagine that. How would they do to a loving God that interacts with them and takes them as children instead of a deceiving, hard, far away God? You know, they are not bad people. They are very good people. They are more religious than us. Because when you look at it, they are doing what Allah is telling them to do. They are following the doctrine of Islam. They are following the teaching of their faith. And if they can do that to such a faraway God, imagine what can they do for a true, loving God. And it's our turn and our responsibility as ambassadors for Christ, as we have tasted the sweetness of the salvation, to show them the light, to show them the truthness and faithfulness of God and His love. And they will know that He, Jesus Christ, is the Lord and Savior.